we met in Monterrey in a restaurant, and these guys, engineers from General Electric, arrived to the restaurant. So they started a conversation. We were out every single day. He was always asking me my opinion on this and my opinion on that and everything. And I said, this is a good chance that have a friend that later on we can write letters, you know?
And Dad, what was it about Mom that made you interested in her?
Well, she was really good looking. So that's the first thing. And second, you know, her mind, right? Really alive. I was trying to find out what she was like because, you know, I was 23. I had a stable job. I was looking to settle down. But the talking was quite awkward in the beginning because Dora's English was very poor. My Spanish was horrible, right? So now I had an incentive to start learning Spanish.
I mean, did you take classes?
No, Spanish books and watch subtitle stuff on the TV and things like that, you know?
1 week later, John called my house and asked to go out again in Spanish.
I remember the story because you always told it like he was reading words out of the dictionary.
Yes.
Ustedes querer salir con nosotros. I've never asked you, I just want to ask you point blank, why would you ask someone to marry you after 6 weeks? That just sounds so crazy to me, and it's so romantic, but
because
still.
I was in love with her, and there was no reason not to. You know, Dora was the one, and I didn't know how to pop the question. I had no clue, right? So I just happened to turn on the TV in the hotel, and I happened to catch The Graduate in the movie, right? And on that, suddenly came the words, "Will you marry me?" And there's the subtitle. I said, "Got it."
He told me, "Will you marry me?"
But
te casarías conmigo. But in Spanish,
it's conditional tense. So you're speaking about something that maybe in a world that's not this one, will you marry me?
If I were tall, dark, and handsome, would you marry me?
Exactly.
So when he said that to me, I didn't want him to feel bad about himself or look at his future really bad.
She felt sorry for me.
So I said to him, if they love you, they will marry you. But in the translation, again, it's Spanish to English, it seemed like I said yes. So the next day, when I told him that I didn't understand the question, what? You say no? And my mom.
Changed your mind?
My mom came out because you could see a little bit of commotion. Yeah. So my mom's reaction was dead. I didn't know how to cook. I never cleaned. I never did any dishes. And she was putting me down as a homemaker or whatever. So John, he said, I do not care. I don't need it for that. And I went, oh, I like that. So in that moment, I just rethink my answer. I said, maybe it's not a bad idea. You know, this guy loves me for what I am. He still accepts me how I am. That's all we can ask. You know what I mean? That's all we can ask.